Let us pray. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. It is evident from reading history that there have been conflicts and divisions within the human race since the very beginning of time. There are several man-made barriers that we encounter, such as the Berlin Wall, which is arguably the most well-known wall constructed in modern times. The 25-mile wall was built through the center of a divided city and was completed on August 30, 1961. However, it was actually only a tiny portion of the Iron Curtain. A much bigger barrier, thank God, is no longer there. However, there are more cases, such as between India and Pakistan, North and South Korea, North and South Vietnam, Northern and Southern Ireland, and so on. But 2000 years ago, the very deepest division there has ever been was the division between Jews and Gentiles. Although there wasn't a wall of stone or bamboo or concrete or an iron curtain or one of the barbed wire, but there was a gulf between Jews and Gentiles. While it would be incorrect to say these groups of people had no interaction, it is important to understand that they did not sit at the same table together. They were not interested in sharing their lives. They were bitterly opposed to each other. The Bible commentator F.F. Bruce said, "No iron curtain, no color bar, no national distinction or frontier of today is more absolute than the gulf between the Jew and the Gentile was in antiquity. All the divisions and partitions I have mentioned have been man-made, except for the division between Jews and Gentiles, which came from God." St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, which has been read to us, knew what he was talking about, because once he was very much a part of it, of this division. And this very deep division was the largest gulf that Paul ever knew. He was born on the one side of the gulf. He had been born a Hebrew of the Hebrews and a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was given the name of the first king of the Hebrews, Saul. And he grew up being proud that he had been on the right side of that gulf. And being a Pharisee, if he would have touched a Gentile by mistake in the marketplace, his reaction would be to go home and have a bath. But in our epistle reading today, he is writing to the Gentiles. And that itself is a miracle. Because before he became a Christian, he would have never thought of sitting down and writing a letter to those on the other side of the gulf. Especially a letter in terms of like this. It is a miracle. The separating wall of the partition has gone down. Our epistle passage speaks of reconciliation through the cross. Yes, it is the sacrifice of Christ which has bridged this deepest of gulfs, smashed the highest barrier that existed among humans. If Christ can bring Jews and Gentiles together, he can bring anyone together. God, in his wisdom, chose the Jewish people among all the people from the face of the earth. And God said, "I will make a covenant with you. I will give you the scriptures. I will give you the promises." And we can read it all about this in Genesis chapter 12. And God called Abraham. And it must be shared with others. This was God's intention. But one of the tragedies of history, they did not share as God intended them to do. And finally, God sent his son to put things right. And God's son observed that it was because they were like sheep without a shepherd. As we have read in our gospel today, and he became their shepherd. Dear friends, if we look at ourselves, I presume there isn't a Jew by birth among us. We are all Gentiles. And Paul describes those outside of Christ with two words, alien and atheist. Paul says, without Christ, you are alien. A person who belongs nowhere, without a home. Not only aliens, but we were atheist, without God. The only time the word atheist is used in the Bible is in this passage in Ephesians chapter 2. The general idea is that an atheist is someone who doesn't believe in the existence of God, but according to the Bible, every Gentile is an atheist, which means you can believe in God, yet be without God. It means worshipping an unknown God rather than a loving Father through Christ. And in spite of all the religions, temples, and shrines in the world, people are without God because God says in Isaiah, I am the Lord and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. And you can find this phrase throughout the Bible. Humanity outside of Christ, which is God's reconciliation, exists as hopeless wanderers because God in his mercy revealed himself in and through Christ. It is not that humanity apart from God has no identity or home. It is just that without Christ, Gentiles and Jews alike have no God, no Father in heaven. They are also without any future, without hope. They have nothing to look forward to. Here is the key phrase in the whole passage, and it is verse 13 of our epistle passage. But now everything has changed because of Jesus. Look at how central Jesus is in this section. But now, as soon as you are in Christ, the whole picture is changed. Now we are on the right side of the great gulf because we are in Christ Jesus. There is now one new humanity in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation, says St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. In Christ, you who once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall. That is the hostility between us. You see, this is the gospel. This is the good news. Jesus has put to death that hostility through his death on the cross. Now the whole situation has changed. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul says, you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Christ has taken away all the things that divided those two peoples. The wall that separated Jew and Gentile has been removed. It has been removed. The blood of Christ has taken it away. The cross is the greater leveler. A great servant of God, Billy Graham, once said, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. All people are now granted access to God through Jesus Christ alone. The key focus in this text is reconciliation through the cross. In our text today, restoration happens between humanity and God and between humans. Christ has removed enmity between us and God. He has taken our sin away and he has performed his mediatory work, bringing us back into fellowship with God. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. As believers, we have experienced the joy of reconciliation. With this blessing comes responsibility. We are to be ministers of reconciliation. We are tools the Lord uses to bring people to Him and to bring human enemies together. In today's gospel, it moved Jesus to compassion. Now, compassion and sympathy are two different things. Compassion compels you to do something, whereas sympathy says sorry. He met them where they were and ministered to their needs. That is what we need to help people with as co-workers with Christ. Jesus said they were like sheep without a shepherd. 8 times the Bible uses the phrase like sheep without a shepherd. And each time it has all or something to do with directionless wandering or hopelessness. Somebody has to do something. It is clear that more people want to watch than do. So I think we have to do 2 things. Number 1, pray. Pray about people going in for God's service. Number 2, I think it is impossible to pray about God sending workers and not have our own hearts touched to do something. The point is that God's reconciliation and transformation of humanity finds expression in a unity marked by welcoming and hospitality. Even we in the church should not presume that those outsiders need to become like us. The church should be a light that paves the way by becoming a Christ-like community. David, in our Old Testament reading, wanted to build an earthly temple. Jesus, on the other hand, is building a spiritual temple, a kingdom which will endure forever. He is bringing people from all different places and placing them into his Father's kingdom. After David, 1,000 years later, this covenant which God made with David was fulfilled and the promise was kept, and Jesus was born of a humble couple in Bethlehem. If we are to be consistent witnesses for Christ, it is important that we remember where we come from or where we came from. As we have read in our epistle reading, but now in Christ you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We should remember where we came from. We were far off. God had to remind King David in our Old Testament reading. The purpose of remembering is thanksgiving, leading to service. We should thank God every day for such a great salvation as He has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.